As I had said, the text for our first midweek Advent service is this text from Isaiah, also many times called the Gospel of the Old Testament. Isaiah chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. This is the word of the Lord. This is the gospel that is found there for us, for the people, his people of the past and his people now, and his people of the future. In this we rejoice. Let us pray. Teach us thy ways, O Lord. You have written them. You have preserved them. Open our hearts and our minds to them. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus is always shifting things into reverse. He's the backwards moving God. I don't know if you've noticed. He takes things the way they are and makes them the way they should be by transforming them into what was. He is the second Adam, come to make you like the first man, only better, much better. He creates the heavenly Jerusalem for you, a Jerusalem that is like the Garden of Eden, only better, much better. He is the sacrifice to end all sacrifices, like the Passover lamb was. Only better. Yes, you guessed it. Much better. So Isaiah preaches from his prophetic pulpit. For his spirit-filled eye sees a mountain jacked up so high that it makes Everest into a mere hill. Every other mountain and hill must salute its elevation. Rivers of nations stream upward to this heaven-scraping peak. Yes, rivers in reverse. Take that, Mr. Newton. Talk about heavenly science, heavenly physics. No gravitational pull can put the brakes on this motion. Splashing skyward, they flow up and up to the very top. There in that place, in the heights, soars. They were made to plow open flesh, you know, to kill, are hammered now into plowshares. You know, that bring life up onto the ground. Get the hint there? These are opening the earth for seeds that will bring food, food for life. Warriors become farmers. Spears, pruning hooks, everything is running in reverse. He regenesis the world. Nothing stays the same. For the Creator has come in the flesh to make all things new for you. It is Advent. He is coming. He is almost here. He advents to make all things dead alive again. And the world to which he comes stands in dire need of this, his arrival. It is, in fact, dead. That's why. And it's dead on his arrival. It's true. Yes, an ugly place it is, really. We are an ugly race, too. Misshapen, twisted into horror by sin and death. Oh, sure, we've tried to put makeup all over it to cover it up, to whitewash all the stains. We use bleach to try to get rid of some of that smell and decay. But such vanity is truly vain in the end. The face of the world is pockmarked with graves, scars that we have made. It was not created to be that way. Not to house the dead underground, it wasn't. Put the living on its surface. We can't perfume away the stench of death that wafts through our air. When you were born, when I was born, we took our first tottering step toward the edge of our tombs. We were born dying. In most hours of most days, we live in a delusional world of make-believe. We pretend none of this is true. We pretend to act as if we can. We pretend we act from pure motives, and pure they are, purely though self-serving, or at best a motley mixture of good and bad and worse. We pretend honestly. But in truth, we twist our stories, exaggerate our innocence, and impute false motives to everyone else. We even begin to believe the lies as we repeat them and repeat them so often. Our ears grin at the gossip whispered into them. Yes, we love that, and our adulterous hearts have a triple X rating, if we are honest. Why? We make it easy on the devils. We do. So no demonic student ever falls below an A-plus grade in his class on temptation for us. It does no good to deny this. That would be like saying we have not sinned. Does no good to deny it. Rather, we are to confess it, to say what is true about ourselves, as scary as that is. That does good. It does the good of repentance, the good of living up to the death that's within us, and finding in another's death life everlasting. Because it is for you, the dead, us the dead, that Jesus lived his life. Advent is his present to you and I, wrapped in the living colors of his skin and flesh and bones and blood. He comes running to those who cannot even begin to crawl to him. No, we're born, we're dead inside, we're dead spiritually already. So we wouldn't even turn to look at him. In fact, we'd do the opposite. We'd be there screaming, "Crucify him," with everyone else. But isn't this backwards? Are we not supposed to come running always to him? Yes, but we can't. And we won't. And we just would not. So God put all into reverse, the universe and each of us. Yes, he comes to you and puts everything bad about you in reverse. From guilt, it goes to forgiveness. From lies, it goes to truth. From death and shame to life in his name. He's the backwards God, and he's ready and willing and able to take you back to a place you've never been before. The place of perfection. The place of innocence. In fact, he's already accomplished that. It's a done deal. A deal done for you and me. Isaiah prophesied this very thing. It shall come to pass, he says, and he's speaking God's words. He is God's mouthpiece. He is saying what God told him to say. It shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established as the highest of mountains. That is God's turf, the place where he is found, this height of heights. It is the mountain called Zion, the city of the living God. It is the mountain named the church. For when the Creator is lifted up to hang bleeding and dying between heaven and earth, there he has lifted up this one holy Christian and apostolic mountain. That's where it is. That's where he is. A new and better Zion was formed from the new raw material of his own flesh and blood. By his living, bleeding, rising, and ascending, he crafted the high hill where death and sin can't reach us anymore. Of this Zion, you are a citizen. On this mountain is your home. Adam and Eve were booted out of paradise, but you are pulled back in by the new Adam, back up to the Eden that has now become one with Zion itself. Eden, Zion, Zion, Eden, all are one in Jesus Christ. Here he is, there he is, and there you and I are. Near Zion of old was the temple, Solomon's temple, where God dwelt amidst with his people, with his children. But on this new Zion, there is no temple of wood or of stone, but a temple of skin and bones and blood and hands and feet. For the Word became flesh and tabernacled among us. Our temple is not a building, but the nursing babe in the Virgin's arms. Into the temple you have entered, washed therein by the baptismal stream. All the nations flow up to this mountain, says Isaiah, for they are carried there on the river of salvation. Through the door of the baptismal font, that's what he's talking about. You flowed, I flowed into his flesh. And in that body of the Son of God, you are cleansed. Whiter than snow, purer than a fuller's soap could ever make. Here is not make-believe, but reality. Here is not ugliness, but beauty. All the hideousness of our sin vanishes. You and I are now lovely in the eyes of our Father. Gone are the lies. And here's the truth. The truth that God's heart is fixed on you. Yes, that is what he wants. He wants you, that you are truly the apple of his eye. Until the last trumpet sounds, men with blood in their eyes will haunt this world. Bombs will explode. Bullets will make their holes. Swords will cut and slash. Peace will remain unattainable. But there is a peace in this world still. And it's real. It's peace like a river, but not of this world. The peace that flows to and out of Zion, that's what it is. There is reconciliation. And it's real. He brought it. And it remains, and it will remain until the end, and then forever. It is between God and man. There is that in that, the peace that surpasses understanding, because it stands under the banner of the crucifix. Within the flesh of God's Son, the conflict ceases. God's fiery wrath is doused by his holy blood. God is one with man. Jew is one with Gentile. All are united in Christ. You see, this is how Christ Jesus has shifted everything into reverse. Paradise thereby is regained. We who lived in the lowlands of darkness, in the dunghills of death, ascend this mountain path to walk in the light of the Lord. Our sin is traded for his righteousness. Our guilt is replaced by peace, the peace of heart, actually. Our mortality is swallowed up in immortality. For all this, Jesus came. That's why we're here tonight. That's what Advent is for, because this is about to happen. This is about to happen, when it happens, will be forever. All this he did because he wanted you. And now he has you. Never, ever will he let you go. Welcome to the mountain called Zion, the church of the living God, the firstborn, whose names are written in heaven. Amen. That peace that surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.